At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. How could you not know him from the football field to the ring now? You know, just making people money, pretty much, is what this guy does. We got Mojo here ahead of, a big Black Label Pro show, big Black Label Pro day in general. On September 4th, Wednesday, there's Black Label Pro, Crown and Glory, but also the Wrestler Combine, which I am fascinated about. Mojo, how you doing?
Brother, I am fantastic. It's good to be back on here with you. It's funny to be back on this side of the interview. You know, with TMZ Sports, I'm usually doing what you do. So it's fun to keep me honest and back to my roots.
Exactly. We're going to show you how it's done here. We'll show you how it's done with the dozens watching, by God. But, man, you got the Black Label Pro Combine coming up now. You are probably no stranger to this. You've probably done combines and stuff like this for a good portion of your life. We don't see a lot of it in wrestling, and I love it. Like, when people will say, oh, well, didn't you grow up reading Meltzer? No disrespect to anybody like that. I grew up watching sports and reading sports writers and seeing coverage of something like this. So getting to cover this is wild. How did this even hit your brainwaves as to do something like this?
Man, well, this is something we're really excited about. I'm glad to be talking about it with you because I feel like the fans don't quite grasp what the event is. There's so much information, so it's easy to think that this is just going to be another wrestling show. But, look, we got pro wrestling, and we know who the best wrestlers are and who has the titles and all that stuff, but people always wonder – who's the strongest? Who's the fastest on a shoot? You know, like if we put everybody together in a series of sports-specific drills, who would actually win? You know, outside of just your average bench press or squat that might favor like the shorter, stockier guys, or, you know, like the sprints that favor the smaller guys. So we came up with this idea through our partnership with DraftKings. So the wrestling world has probably seen a ton of our wrestlers over at Paragon Talent Group do these DraftKings sponsorships. And, we were talking with them and Veritone One and trying to find a way to think outside the box because it's about to be NFL week one, right? So yes, we came up with this idea to do the wrestlers version of the NFL Combine. It's kind of been an idea in our pocket for a while. We wanted to do it last year, just got so crazy and we had to push it to this year instead. But brother, we are going to be stoked about it. I don't think we've talked about any of the events just yet, so we can absolutely dive in that with you, sir.
Well, I can tell you one thing. I am not announced for this, but Jordan Grace and Mustafa Ali have already forfeited their positions in any vertical leap contest against me. So therefore I'm going to be, you know how they got the meme and it's the guy that's really celebrating and he's all jazzed up and you look and he hasn't even placed. That's me. I'm taking this victory over those two, but I'm so interested in these events and not only that, the participants.
Yeah, man. I mean, we were really careful with putting together our list. It was a collaborative project between us, Veritone One and DraftKings. And we're stoked at the roster. So on the girls' side, I mean, Jordan Grace, the juggernaut herself, no explanation needed there. I mean, Mandy Sachs, Dana Brooke, and Zaya Lee. I mean, those are four women that know their way around a weight room with legitimate sports backgrounds prior to pro wrestling. And then on the guy's side, Parker Boudreau, who is a monster. Moose, who is a seven-year NFL veteran that was a starter at offensive line. So tossing people around was his job prior to everything he's done in wrestling. And obviously you can see how athletic he is there. Riddick Moss, right? Mike Rollis, who, I mean, when he was there, he had all the strength room, the strength records over at the Performance Center. Yep. Another football background. His brother's the D coordinator for the Cardinals. And then lastly, Jack Swagger, Jake Hager. I mean, undefeated MMA fighter, you know, college wrestling, All-American. These are four dudes that are just massive human beings. So get them in this, getting them in the same place to compete on a shoot, this is going to be awesome.
I'm so excited.
They're all wrestling afterwards.
Yes. So, I mean, when you bring this up to any number of performers, how do they respond?
I mean, I think everyone that we talked to was really excited about this event, but it also came with a real, you know, level of nerves as well. You know, a lot of these people, like their gimmick is that, you know, they're the strongest or the toughest or the most resilient. And now you're entering into a competition where it's kind of challenging that persona, your identity. So there's a lot of nerves amongst the competitors, no question about it, especially, I mean, given the roster that they're going up against. I mean, even if you get last place in this thing, you're still a legit badass because the three people that you lost to are among the strongest, toughest, best in shape on the entire planet. And, you know, maybe just the events that we're doing didn't match up to your particular set of strengths. I mean, not all of them are strength related. We have some that are speed and endurance related as well. But yeah, I know everybody's nervous, but at the same time, they're extremely excited and everybody's training their asses off for this.
Was there anybody at the Performance Center when you were there that just absolutely shocked you, that blew your doors off when you saw some of the numbers that they put up? Because, I mean, we've seen the leaderboards, and some of them have been manipulated over the years. I've learned that. Some of the leaderboards are a rib these days. But there, I remember it was so fascinating to see some of the numbers that would emerge from these Performance Center combines.
Yeah, I mean, that was Sean Hayes' baby. So Sean Hayes is one of my best friends. He was the strength coach at WWE for like 10 years. Went on to the XFL afterwards, which is now the UFL. And he's their head guy over there. But he came up with all those drills and all those tests back in the day. And it was, you know, something that he had to put a lot of brain effort behind because he came from the NFL before that. And you have to find a way to make these drills applicable for professional wrestling, but also do them in a way that, you know, wasn't going to risk injury when everybody's beating the hell out of each other 6-7 days a week. So it was tough. I mean, for the guys, the only person I can actually talk about was Mike Rollis, because at least the other three that are in the combine, none of them were there. But Mike Rollis was, I mean, kind of where the buck stopped anyways. When he was there, when he was at the Performance Center, I mean, it was him. He had all of the records. When they would do these competitions back then, he smoked everybody, like at just about every single drill. And when they did the final standings, I mean, he was like 8 times the points of everybody else. It was crazy. So, I mean, for me, it was always kind of one of those things where I always felt like I was there almost at the wrong time, because when I was there, that was me. I had all the numbers, right? And then afterwards you had Bron Breakker and he had all the numbers. And there's been a handful of those guys over the years where it's like, shoot, if we all would have been there at the same time and able to compete together, who knows what the hell would happen. And then, I mean, now you got a guy like Eric Bugenhagen, who is just a total lunatic. I don't know if you've ever seen his lifting.
Of course, I've seen some of his videos. It's unreal.
It's insane. I love it.
It's unreal. But like, you look at the participants, and it's like Moose competed at the highest levels of like football. And you got Parker, who everybody knew the background he was coming from. And then on the women's side, you have people that are just physical freaks of nature. And like, you look at them and you're like, they all pass the airport test, so to speak. Even if you don't know that they're pro wrestlers, you know they do something important type of thing. How did you decide who you were going to even reach out and invite?
I mean, there was a lot of names to go through, a lot of conversations that were had behind the scene. I mean, part of this was also finding people that, you know, could promote, because DraftKings is sponsoring this entire thing, right? So they wanted people, you know, not only that would be physically in shape, but people with, you know, big social media followings that know how to cut a promo, create entertaining content. And I mean, our people have just absolutely smashed it with that. I mean, Jordan Grace's announcement video did 12.5 million views.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at ohiovoterguide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, it went viral. That's kind of the definition of going viral. But yeah, I mean, we needed to find people that could move the needle, that, you know, would make people excited, that just didn't actually look strong or had a gimmick of being strong, yes, but were actual weight room warriors, you know, that have legitimate experiences outside of pro wrestling, but also are some of the biggest and best names in pro wrestling as well.
You mentioned
boxes to check.
You mentioned moving the needle. Chris Van Vliet's going to be involved, a guy that I've worked with a number of times, greatly respect. It's going to stream on his YouTube channel. But also, yeah, there you go. Brian Zane will be involved, another guy that I've loved to work with. But also, Maven. Maven, who, listen, if you did a drop kick measurement, it's like him, Jindrak, Bob Holly, like a very special metric there. He's got one of the all-time great drop kicks. He's, man, you looked at him back in the day, a freak of nature as well. Like, what led to getting him involved, besides the fact that he is massively successful since starting his channel?
Now you're making me want to revisit some of these events, man. We might have to add some sort of vertical leap drop kick situation in there. I'm not quite exactly sure how we'd go about that.
I feel like there are some cool, like, wrestler, like wrestling specific different type of events that could end up unfolding. Like, this could become a phenomenon.
Well, actually, I'll tell you about one of them before I start talking about Maven. This one I'm the most excited about. We're gonna do a shoot collar and elbow tie-up.
Oh, nice.
That's going to be sick. I'm so excited for that. I'm also very jealous because this would have 100% been right up my alley if I was actually competing in this thing. I'm hosting it, but I'm not competing. So there's a lot of I'm a little jealous inside. But, you know, with a collar and elbow, when you're watching them in a wrestling match, it's almost never a test of strength, right? Because somebody could take the arm. Somebody can shoot the leg. Somebody can go behind you and get a roll up. You know, like there's so many things that can come out of a collar and elbow. But for this event, we're going to strip all that away. You're going to get set in your collar and elbow, and who can drive the other person back to their own ropes?
I love it. It's wrestling. It's pro wrestling's own sort of sumo in a way. I love it.
Pretty much. That's a good way to say it, actually. Maybe that's how we should market it.
Not only that, but DraftKings Sportsbook presenting Crown and Glory, which has Mustafa Ali versus Sabin Gage, as I look at it. Raj Desi against Filthy Tom Lawler, a guy who is also capable of unbelievable things. You might see him hobbling into the arena, and then the next thing you know, he does like a flying armbar off the top rope. For some reason, you all have booked Shaza McKenzie on this card. I don't know why, but she's teaming with Ash by Elegance against Maggie Lee and the former Xia Li. Listen, I have seen Maggie Lee now team with Myung Lee and Xia Li. I think they got a family approach, even if they spell it completely different. I think that there's something there. You'd mentioned Mike Rollins and Tennille there as well. Just it's a really loaded show in the middle of the week in Chicago. I am so pumped for this.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of part of our plan, right? Like, let's do this thing on a Wednesday. We thought it would be great for the talent. It's an extra payday. They don't have to pull off of another event to do this one for everyone that's in Chicago. I mean, tickets are literally a third of the price of what we normally charge. And thanks to our partners at DraftKings, we were able to really drop down those ticket prices and make it affordable. I mean, we're actually going to be doing a $1,000 giveaway. I mean, we're probably going to break that up into four different giveaways totaling that amount. There's going to be a lot of little added bonuses, secret pop-ups during this event that we're really excited about. And yeah, we're going to run it all on Chris Van Vliet's YouTube for free. That way everyone watching at home, free of charge to you. We're going to start a little bit prior to, you know, AEW since they're on that night. And good thing there is, hey, watch AEW on your television, pull up your laptop and watch our stream on YouTube. Watch them both at the same exact time. So we're not taking
anyone's thunder. Tune in and see me challenge Jerry Lawler to a 40-yard dash. that's the challenge that I laid down. But man, I just love that. It's so outside the box. It's so different. It's something unique. And it's also something you can grow upon. Is this something that already you guys are looking at and saying, if this is a success, maybe we do this again?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and who knows, maybe we keep it the same. Maybe we like come with a different approach next time, but I mean, we just announced this event and the week one metrics were just so much better than we possibly could have hoped. So, I mean, as far as we're at right now, it's more or less a lock to do this thing again. So we're hoping we can keep this momentum riding high. But yeah, it's just a different concept. It's very unique. I mean, I think a lot of people think that this might be a worked event because they can't fathom that this is actually going to be a shoot, but I promise you it's going to be 100% real. And that's going to be the glory of this one, man. The guys wanted, and the guys and the girls wanted something that they could legit train for and legit compete with each other against, you know, almost make them feel like the old days a little bit. And then everyone gets to do what they do, their bread and butter, and wrestle matches afterwards. And it's going to be fun, man. We're stoked about it.
I look at this and I do remember like when the combine numbers would drop or the leaderboards for the NXT stuff. And I was like, man, I would watch that. I would watch that unfold. I don't watch a ton of NFL draft combine, but like to see established stars doing this, this isn't like people just getting their start. It is established stars doing this. That's uncharted territory.
Yeah. Would almost be like grabbing Stephon Diggs and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes and making them revisit this thing. Except with ours, people are going head to head in events. We're going to do arm wrestling as well, like shoot arm wrestling. So, I mean, we're going to do that. There's another fun event that we're cooking up that we're working on, in addition to you know, who can run the ropes 10 times the fastest. There's your wrestling version of the 40-yard dash, because you see certain people run the ropes like madmen, and now we're going to see who's the fastest. So I'm excited, man. I keep saying it, but I am.
September 4th, next week. Man, listen, I got my birthday this weekend. My wife's on Monday. Our anniversary, I'll be leaving that day to come to the combine. That's how pumped I am. That's how pumped I am, Mojo. I hope you know that.
Bring her with you, bro, and who knows?
She's a teacher. She's a teacher. She can't. I do feel like the state may be like, you're taking off for a wrestler's combine.
Well, maybe it's more of like a class field trip, you know, like show the kids. Probably
like that.
Yeah, it's like a physical education. They can meet celebrities, ask them questions, and all that stuff.
Speaking of, good guy Mojo once recorded a very nice video for her class to get them hyped up, and they loved it. The legend of the school, she was after that. The principal, who was a big wrestling fan, was like, how'd you make that happen? She's just like, Mojo's a great guy. That's why.
Hey, well, hopefully it resulted in a direct increase in grade point average. So if we need to do another one, you let me know, buddy. Education is key for these kids. That's
I'm pumped. Important. Guys, I want you all to check it out. It'll be live streaming on Chris Van Vliet's YouTube channel. Listen, let's be real. If you're subscribed to my channel, you're probably already subscribed to Chris Van Vliet's channel, but make sure you check it out. It's September 4th. I will be there live. I'm going to be running around, putting my camera in people's faces, trying to get their feelings, their thoughts after doing this stuff. Going to try to post some little viral clips and stuff of people doing cool things. But Mojo, I want to thank you so much for not only joining me, but doing something cool and different here.
Hey, brother, that's what it's about. Paragon Talent Group. We're trying to think outside the box here. Reintroducing the outside world to what pro wrestlers are capable of. And this is just an example of it, baby. More cooking.
I think the most outside the box thing is to land a wrestling writer, like a 7-figure contractor. That's as outside as the box as it gets.
That's coming, bro. That's definitely going to happen.
Sure it is.
Much needed.
I'm sure it is. Guys, until next time, we are going to have interviews with a bunch of talent from this show. So keep your eyes peeled. Until next time, we're out.
It's a great time to save big on everything for your next project at Menards. Get free estimates fast on new energy-efficient windows from Jeldwin. Choose from vinyl or wood windows and customize the perfect size and unique features for your home. Save big on all Jeldwin windows today. View our entire selection of Jeldwin windows on Menards.com. Plus, the weekly flyer for other great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.